This whole idea of Derech Bishul, not Derech Bishul, this is only if you're talking about a topic of Hilchas Bishul. Bishul Basa B'Cholot, Bishul B'Shabbos, Bishul B'Korban Pesach, HaGzeres HaKasim, it has to be Bishul. So just like he say that if you have Bishul B'Chama, B'Tolgos HaChama, it's not Bishul Deraisa, so too there's Aloha, a formality that it has to be Bishul B'Kli Rishon, Bishul B'Kisheni, Zain Derech Bishul B'Kach, so it's not labeled as Bishul, unless it's Kali HaBishul. But B'Neged to Bliyas, we ought to say, if you have a bliya and a klisheni, let's say I had the tray for soup was cooked in a pot and made the pot trays. Then I put the tray for soup into a soup bowl and made the soup bowl tray. Then I take a kosher spoon and I'm drinking the soup and the soup is burning hot. It's above yatsa lattice bowl. The soup is piping hot. So I should say that it makes the spoon tray have to kosher the spoon also. So that's what the Ramban says, that why shouldn't the Klisheni make tray? The Hilchas Bishul only apply in the three areas where the Gemara designated, Basa B'Cholav and Shabbos and Bishul Korban Pesach, Bashul B'Mbushul B'Mayim. It shouldn't apply to Bliyah. The Gemara says, Maliach Kereseach and Kavishka B'Mbushul makes a Bliyah B'Tzainim. So if you can have a Bliyah B'Tzainim, you see that you don't need Bishul. So that's what Taisus says, not so. And the Shulchan Aruch, we pass on like Taisus. That's Taisus on Mem Beis, on the Beis. That's the whole thrust of the top thesis, the end of that thesis, that a bliya that comes, a bliya chamin, that shaloi boif and shal bishul does nasa. Very teledic. That's Ramban Stein. How can it be more kal than bliya b'tzeinim? We know we have bliya b'tzeinim. Kavish kemavushim aleich keresech is a bliya b'tzeinim that does asa. So why should you say that a bliya chamin only asa is if it's derech bishul? If it's not derech bishul, does nasa. Very strange, but that's what thesis says. L'chatchila v'choshish for the Ramban Shita. But b'riyeved, we're mekel. In Shulchan Aruch, we're mekel. That's a shayla. What's called b'riyeved? So let's say, in the case we had before, they had the non-kosher soup was cooked in a pot, so I have to kosher the pot. Then the soup was poured into a bowl, and a bowl just became drank. So, got to figure out what you're going to do with the bowl. If it's a china bowl, we assume that you can't do hagolah in a china bowl. Liban you can do. Liban you can do on China. The Gemara says, so the Gemara says it's only Ayde Hagola doesn't come out. Ayde Liban it does come out. Yeah, but if you put your China dish into the oven, you turn it on, self cleaning oven, it's going to reach 950 degrees. It'll probably crack. The stomach of the China dish will crack. Okay. So the Shaila is, what about do you have to kasha the spoon? After the soup has already landed in the bowl, the tray for the soup has landed in the bowl, then I take a kosher spoon and I start eating the soup. So the whole bliya of the tray for soup into the spoon is ayidei klisheni. So on Shulchan Aruch it says, we paskin like Tosis. And l'chatzile v'choshish for the Ramban. So what do you mean l'chatzile v'choshish for the Ramban? That if there's a goy who's going to eat the soup, l'chatzile we shouldn't give him a kosher spoon. If I'll invite a goy, I realize I have tray for soup in the bowl, so I shouldn't give him l'chatzila a kosher spoon that he should eat while the soup is burning hot, because l'chatzila v'choshish for the Ramban. So is this also called l'chatzila? What a b'di'evet, I didn't realize it, and we were using a kosher spoon. And now I want to know, do I have to kasher the spoon? Is that called l'chatzila? L'chatzila, you have to kasher the spoon before you use it the next time. But he's saying, no, that's a b'di'evet. L'chatzila, you shouldn't use a kosher spoon with the tray for burning hot soup that's in the cliché. But b'di'evet, once you use the spoon, that's already called b'di'evet, you don't have to kasha. So that's an issue that the Chassam Sofer, the Talmid Chassam Sofer held that that's called l'chatchila. So l'chatchila you have to kasha all the kelim. You have to kasha all the kelim. And others usually assume that that's called b'di'evet, that that's not called l'chatchila. Yeah. That's a pella. Why? How can Tosfos say such a thing? Says the Ramban's kasha, we don't understand if there's such a thing as bliya b'tzeinim that asas in kol haTorah kula, kavish kumvushim b'liach kiresech. Why should you say that a bliya skamen only asas if it's derech bishul? It's not derech bishul, not. So he said, Rav Soloveitchik said it's a bliya, but he just said it sounds from the Gemara Mstachim like that. The Gemara Mstachim, and that Tosfos on mem beis on the beis, past the halfway point of the Tosfos, they call Mstachim daf ayin vav. Mesachim daf ayin vav, there is a machlekes in the Gemara Shmuel and Levi where they say tatoi govar or iloi govar. A very strange machlekes. Sounds like a machlekes in Metzius. Sounds like the Machlokes and Metzias, which we had there on Ramban and Shabbos, says, how can you have a Machlokes and Metzias? Why did the Tanoim experiment? Why don't they make a test and find out what the fact is? It sounds like a Machlokes and Metzias if you have a bottom piece of meat is cold, and I take a burning hot piece of meat, I say the bottom piece of meat is a cold trace, and the top piece of meat is kosher, and it's burning hot. And I take the kosher piece of meat, burning hot, and I put it on top of the bottom piece of meat. So do you say that tatoi govar, since the bottom one, it doesn't really depend on the bottom one, the top one, tatoi means the one that's stationary, and the boy means the one that's moving. So the piece of meat that's sitting still is cold. And the piece of meat that I took and I placed on top of this one, that's the eloi, the one that's moving, so that's hot. So do you say that the one that's sitting still overpowers the one that's moving? So since the one that's sitting still is cold, so there won't be any blia? But he's saying, no, eloi gova. Since the one on top is hot, so there will be a blia over here. So the Gemara has a machloikis that seems to be a machloikis in Metzias. Will it be a blia? Will it not be a blia? So it's the Tracy Aplacy by the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis and Ebershitz, and has a commentary on Yerideya. He's the same author as the Urim and Tumim on Choshe Mishpat. So he writes in the in the Sefer Crazy Place on Yerideya. This they quote on the side. Crazy Place, that separate Sefer. And this Kasha they quote on the side of the page in the big standard edition of the Yerideya, the Vilna edition. So they quote this Kasha. How can they have a machlekes in the Gemara where the Loi Gova Tatai Gova? Why don't they experiment 100 times and find out whether the blia, whether the bottom one wins or the top one wins? When one is hot, cham letzach tzener, tzener tzach cham, one is hot, one is cold. Which way will it be a blia? How can you have a machlokes? Zatela. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, based on this Tosfos, maybe Tosfos got their klal for not Gemar. Maybe what the Gemar means to say is that we know, in fact, that there certainly is a blia. If the top one is hot and the bottom one is cold, maybe everybody knows that there is a blia. But the Gemara has a machlokes, which way is derech bishul? Whichever way is derech bishul, so that blia asas. Whichever way is not derech bishul, that blia doesn't asa. And that's the machlokes, whether tatoi govar, is that the derech bishul, if the bottom one is hot? Or eloi govar, if the top one is hot, that's the derech bishul. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that tatoi govar, like we usually have the fire on the bottom, and the food on top, so the same over here. If the bottom piece that's stationary is the burning hot piece, and the one I put on top of it is the room temperature piece, so that's derech bishul. If it's faket, the top one is hot and the bottom one is cold, so that's not derech bishul. So if you learn that that's what the Gemara means, that's the premise of the whole discussion in the Gemara Masechem Daf Ayin Vav, then it comes out that Gemara is beferish. That Gemara says beferish, but Tosfos is assuming. We still don't understand. It still doesn't make any sense. We still don't understand why it should be so. Ramban's kasha is still a murderous kasha. If a blia betzayin asis, why should you say that a blia bechamin only asis if it's derech bishul? Why should it be gora from a blia betzayin that it asis even there? We still don't know the answer, but at least that's what perhaps it seems to be mucha from the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is saying. Otherwise, we don't understand where in the world it says we get this assumption from. The Gemara only in Pesachim and in Chulin, the Gemara puts together only 3 things. You need Bishul for Basa B'Cholav and for Kozim Pesach and for Shabbos, for Malach Shabbos. It never says anywhere that you need Bishul for Bliya to Asakim, because you have a Bliya B'Tzayna that Asas. It's a new kvetch. If it's a Bliya B'Chamin, it only Asas if it's Derech Bishul. Problematic. So again, so the Mishnah is continuing with the dinim, the bottom Mishnah Lamed Chesam is continuing with the dinim of Bishul. So it says not only is the Bishul the Eish, there's Bishul the Toldos Eish. Let's say I had a frying pan on top of the fire, and now I take the frying pan off of the fire and I crack open a raw egg, and the raw egg gets cooked because the frying pan is still burning hot from the fire. That's called Toldos Eish. If I still have the frying pan on the fire and I crack open an egg, so the egg is getting heated with the fire that's still on the bottom. But over here, I took the frying pan off of the fire, so that's Bishul betolda sacham. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to put the beitza betzara mecha mishul shetizgalga. If you put the egg next to the mecha, mecha is a samovar that's getting heated up because of the fire. And let's say because of the hot water, steam shoots off on the side, and it makes another piece of the oven burning hot because of the steam. So that's not heated directly from the fire. The fire cooked up the water, and the water caused this to get burning hot. So what's the din if someone is mevashel betoldas achama, betoldas aish? The Mishnah says you're not allowed to lo einas in beitz betzaramechus. So the Gemara has a shaila gil galmai. What if you went ahead and you did it? Does that constitute a malacha deraisa? Perhaps that's only the rabbanon. If you do bishul betoldas aish, so the Gemara says Amar Rav Yosef gil gal chayv chatos. And the Gemara says it's an up in the Mishnah the Kamon Kuf Memhei. That it says, if you have the hot water that was cooked up by the fire, then I take the hot water and I pour it over the Kli Yesu Ispinin or the Maliach HaYoshin, which is Kali HaBishul. So if I do Irui from the Kli Sheni on top of the Kali HaBishul, it says that's a Malacha Deraisa. Which Malacha Deraisa is it? So some Achrayim say the Malacha Deraisa is Gemar Malachto. The lashon of the Mishnah was Hadachos and Zuhi Gemar Malachim. Gemar Malachim, we're always used to saying that it's Makabah Fatish. Gemar Malachim is Makabah Fatish. So that's what the Levush says. The Levush writes that Gemar Malachim is Makabah Fatish. The Levush always has very difficult. That's what all Achron are always mastic on the Levush. He has very Shverezach. Dagasari always used to disagree with the Levush. He said when he died, the foreign. The bookcase fell on top of him, so he said all of those gedolim jumped him, and because he always used to disagree with all the rishonim and all the achronim, and he said that he asked mechila from everybody, they were all mechila except for the levush, that he had been mevazel levush so much. So he said he was going to die because of levush. The levush killed him. The levush jumped him. They say that there was a period of time that people didn't look in the sefer pichodesh for 40 years. So they say from the Vilna Goy, and how come the Pichadish wasn't even looked in for 40 years? That was his punishment, because he called the Levush a Schneider. He said that he was a Balabas, he didn't know how to learn. He didn't know how to learn. So as a punishment for using such a Hashalashim, but the Levush always shved. The Levush always has very difficult things. So the Levush says over here, Adachasan Zuig Marmalach, no, the Marmalach is Makabah Fatish. It's very difficult. It's Muchach from our Gemara, that it's not because of Makabah Fatish. The Gemara quotes that Mishnah to prove that when you pour the hot water from the Kli Sheni, that's told us Eish, you're not cooking the Kali HaBishul directly with Eish. You're cooking the Kali HaBishul, the Kli Yisru Ispinin, in the Maliach HaYoshen, you're cooking it with the water that was heated up by the fire. So you see that if you cook with told us Eish, it's also a Deraisa Bishul. That's the whole context of the Gemara. So how can the Levush say that Gemara Malachton, furthermore, Makabah Patish on food is not Deraisa? We have the Mishnah in Beitz on Daf Lamed Vav on the base that you're not permitted to be Machrish, Trumas, and Maestras. So the Gemara says later, Pshita Hakom Mesakin. We saw the Gemara Kuf Memalef or something. The Gemara says, Pshita Hakom Mesakin. So you see, the Gemara says, Afrashas, Trumas, and Maestras is an Isra of Mesakin. It's only Mesakin with the Rabbanah. It's not the Mishnah listed off on Lamed Vav on the base in Beitz. It's Mesakin Mana with the Rabbanah. It's not Mesakin Mana with the Rabbanah. Mesakin Mana has to be a Mana, has to be a Kli. A beggar, a plea, a pair of shoes, something, but not. There's no Mesakin Mana on food. So to say this chat is in Gansen, not acceptable. Hadachasin Zuig Gemar Malachta means that it's Makabah Patish. Of course it means that it's Bishul. So that's what the Gemara says, that it constitutes Bishul Daraisa, whether you do Bishul Al Yidei Ho'esh or Bishul with Toldos Ho'esh. Yeah, sometimes it's just not going to work. Let's say I have soup. I have a pot of soup that used to be sitting on the fire, and now it's no longer on the fire. I took the pot of soup off the fire, burning hot. If I put my hand in the soup, my fingers will get burned. Even if I just stick my fingers in for a second, my fingers will get burned. Mamish yad nichvis bo. Still, if I take a raw piece of meat and put it into the burning hot pot of soup, it's going to remain raw. It'll get nice and hot. But it's not going to get cooked. It won't even come anywhere near Kamachal Bender's soy. This bishul is accomplished if you cook food, if you cook a liquid when you cook it till yatzal edus. But that's the yisur bishul. But if you cook food which is edible, then you have to cook it till it's roy lachila. At least I dare talk. At least Kamachal Bender's soy. Either shlish bishul or chatzi bishul. You take a raw piece of meat and you put it into a burning hot pot of soup. It'll get nice and hot, but it'll still be raw. You won't accomplish any bishul on it. Same thing, let's say you have, I poured the soup already into a bowl. So now the soup is in a cliche. So is there a din of bishul in a klisheni or not? So the din is there's no bishul be klisheni. Let's kali ha bishul. Then it's an isa derais. Adochasim zuli marmelachton. Shmamino that it's that yechayev. Is there an isa bin derabanan to cook anything in a klisheni? So the pasha pshat and gemara said there's no isa derabanan. So this Taisus Lamed Tesem and Aleph Kol Shabbat B'Chamin has two opinions. The Re comes up with one opinion because it says Kol Shabbat B'Chamin Melifnei HaShabbos, the top line on Lamed Tesem and Aleph. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah L'Kamon Kol Shabbat B'Chamin Melifnei HaShabbos, whatever was cooked from before Shabbos, we have a rule named Bishalach HaBishal. So despite the fact that named Bishalach HaBishal, you're not permitted to put it on top of the fire. That's Achzor is Exer de Rabbanan for whatever reason. But nonetheless, the Yisr Achzor is only Al Gabi Hoesh. What if I'm going to be Shorin Osa Becham the Bishamas? That's I'm going to take the chicken that was fully cooked already from before Shabbos, and I'm going to put it into the bowl. I'm going to put it into the pot with burning hot soup. That's still Yatzaled, but it's not Al Gabi Hoesh. So to put it back on top of the fire, that's after not allowed. To put it back into a Kli Rishon, Shalai Al Gabi Hoesh, that's permissible. Or we had an example. Let's say I'll take out the food from the refrigerator that's fully cooked, and I'll put it on top of the radiator. And the radiator in the wintertime is piping hot, is very hot, but you can consider that Al Gabi Hoesh, the Yesh is in the basement under the boiler. And then the steam gets all burning hot. And this thing goes up in the pipes and it goes into my radiator and it's going to be burning hot. Whatever food I'll put on top of the radiator will get heated up. So that's Minatarit Zain Bishol HaHabishol, if you have chicken or pugel or something. And that's not a violation of HaChazor. HaChazor is only forbidden if you put Al Gabi Hoesh. If you don't put Al Gabi Hoesh, there is no HaChazor. So here it says, Kol Shabbat Mechamim Melifnei HaShabbos. If the thing is already Mevushel Kol Tzarkoi, so Shari Nose Mechamim B'Shabbos. You're permitted to reheat it on Shabbos, provided that you're not in violation of HaChazor. It's not Agabi Yesh. Kol Shalot B'Chamim Melifnei HaShabbos. What if the thing is Einam Elushol? So then it says, if it's not Kali Abishol, Medichem Osa B'Chamim B'Shabbos, you're permitted to pour from a Klisheni on top of it. Why does it only give you a hat to be permitted to pour from a Klisheni on top of it? You should say you're permitted to put it into a Klisheni. Once you say Klisheni, it's not Mavash. So that's what Taisus has, the two opinions. So one, the Ramo has adopted that opinion, the Chumerdik opinion. Madichan Osa B'chamed B'Shabbos, the only thing you're permitted to do, Halacha L'maisim the Rabbanon, the only thing you're allowed to do on the raw food is to do Iri Klisheni, but to put it into the Klisheni, that's Osa the Rabbanon, because Mechzikim Mevasho. What do you mean Mechzikim Mevasho? That's Taisus Loshon Mechzikim Mevasho. Mechzikim means that it's Mevasho, the Rabbanon. When you say it's Mevashal, it means it's Bishol Deraita. Mechzikim Mevashal means that it's Bishol Derabbanan. So the Ramah has adopted that Chumadik position of Tosis. Aye, but it's a Beferish and Mishnah later on Daf Mem Beis. Vachuk after Stan Lekamon, Daf Mem Beis and Mem Beis, Alvanos and Tel Hakar, Tel Hat Tamchoy. So it's Beferish, you're permitted to take Tavlin and put it into the bowl of burning hot soup. That there's no problem of Bishol B'Klisheni. It's Heta Gomer. So why all of a sudden now they made a duke on the Lashon HaMishnah Daf Kuf Memhei that's quoted over here that you're only permitted to do Iri from a Klisheni, but to soak a Shri of B'Klisheni is Bishol Midirabbanan. What do you do with the Mishnah Mem Beis and Beis? Avanosa Nul Techa Kairo Techa Tamchoi. And the Taisus, the Mishnah Mem Beis is putting in Tavlin that you don't eat. He's putting in a tea bag. You're not going to eat the tea bag. The tea bag is going to give flavoring. He's going to put in all kinds of bisamim, which he's not going to eat. Or, if you'll put in tavlin, that's going to blend in with the rest of the food, and it's not going to be gov and nika raimit bifnei atzma. Let's say I have burning hot soup, burning hot coffee, or tea, and it's too hot to drink, so I pour in a little cold water to cool it off a little bit. That's also Gemara related that's permissible. Aye, but the Re came up with the Chumra and the Ramo adapted that Chumra of the Re that there's a din of Bishul B'Klisheni mid the Rabbanan. The answer is there's only Bishul B'Klisheni if it's a Dover Gush that's Niker V'Oimid B'Fnei Atzmai. I reheated it and now I'm going to eat this thing and I say I did Bishul mid the Rabbanan. I declare that even though I'm Bishul Aha Bishul Min HaTorah mid the Rabbanan, I say that we'll get to the Bishul HaBishul. So far, we're talking about raw food. So even though there's no Bishul B'Klisheni, with the Rabbanim, we say that it's awesome. That's because you're going to eat the thing as a separate entity. But if it's going to be water that's going to blend in, or tavlin that bichlal you don't eat the tea bag, or the tavlin is going to blend in with the rest of it. You're not going to. It's going to disappear. It's going to dissolve. So whatever dissolves, it's not a dover ayin b'chneyatzma that's going to be eaten. Then there's no chumra midirabbanan at all. Yeah. What about, let's say, to take matzah farfel, to throw matzah balls into a bowl of soup? So now they have matzah balls. Now they have soup nuts that were fried before. Special amazon, the tiny soup nuts that were fried before. So they're fried in a deep fry. They're fried in oil. So that's bishul. So when you're going to put it back into a bowl of burning hot soup, you say, "Ein bishul laha bishul." You're not putting it back if you put it into the pot when the pot is still on top of the fire. So that's hachazar. So that's also rabbanan. But if you're going to put it into the pot when it's on the fire, it's going to be very soggy. You don't want to do that. So the people put in the soup nuts into the bowl when it's on their plate. So that doesn't pose a problem. Because those soup nuts are cooked and there's a din of ein bishul laha bishul. What if you have just matzah? I'm going to break up matzah or challah and put it into the bowl of soup that's on the table. So the challah is ofui, and now I'm going to put it into the soup. It's going to be bishul. So what's the din? We have ein bishul laha bishul. We have a din ein afi achar afi. What about bishul achar afi achar bishul? So that's not beferish in the Gemara. So that's what before Pesach we were discussing the Gemara and Psachim on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, where the Tosis quotes Ablezim Emits and the Sefer Yireim has a Hechachah from the Gemara that Yesh Bishol Achar Afiyo V'Yesh Afiyo Achar Bishol. You say Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, it's only if you repeat the same form of Bishol. But if you have a different form of Bishol, he holds that Bishol Achar Afiyo is a Din Derais. Yesh Bishol Achar Afiyo. That's how he interprets the Gemara. Let's say you had a Korban Pesach that was already Tzoli, and then after it's Tzolo V'Lebesov Bishloi. First the Korban Pesach was broiled, and then I cook it in a pot with soup. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that you're not allowed to eat that Korban Pesach, since it says Bashal Mavushal Mikomakom. Bashal Mavushal Akechaloshen, and we assume Leide Beterek Hashem and Yodam. So every time you have Lashonis Kfulim, there's a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, with a Darshan Lashonis Kfulim. It says Hanik Tanik, Masach Tiftach, Nasim Titain. So we hold Leide Beterek Hashem and Yodam. Whenever it's a Lashon Kaful, it's a repetition of the same verb. We assume that it's teaching us something. So Akam it says Bashal Bavushal Mikomakom. What do you mean Mikomakom? Even Stalo Vilavisal Pishlo, also you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So Tosis raises an issue. What do you mean Stalo Vilavisal Pishlo? Ein Bishal HaVishal. I should disregard the second activity. So the Rav Lezer Nimitz brings a right from this Braisa that Yesh Bishal HaTzliya or Yesh Bishal HaRafiya who had the name Yesh HaFiya HaVishal, whenever it's a different form. So the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch puts together the two chumras. He says you're not allowed to put challah or matzah into the bowl of burning hot soup because man, the soup in your bowl and your klisheni is yatzal lettuce. If the soup is ready below yatzal lettuce, so there's no bishul at all. Below yatzal lettuce there's no bishul. That's called tzayin. Because man, that it's above yatzal lettuce, so then the Ramah has adopted the chumra of the Ri, and Tosis there are two opinions. The Ri is not sure. So the Ramah has adopted the Chumadik opinion of the Ri that you're not allowed to do Shriya Biklisheni mid Rabbanon, and then he's adopted the Chumra of Rav Lezer Mitzvah Yesh Bishal Achar Rafiyah. So you're going to take matzah, you're going to take challah that was baked already, even though it's fully edible. The Afiyah was called Sarkai, but then you're going to put it into a bowl of Klisheni that's going to be Bishal Achar Rafiyah. So that will constitute, would have been an Issa Deraisa if you would have done it Al Gabli Yesh, because only Klisheni. So that's awesome in the Rabbanan. So that's the Chumash HaRamah, not to put the matzah, the challah, into the burning hatsuk, calls man that it's yatzal lettuce. If it's no longer yatzal lettuce, it's not going to taste so good. It really doesn't pay to throw in. Most people enjoy eating the soup when it's burning hot. You're going to wait till the soup is going to cool after it's no longer yatzal lettuce, then you're going to throw in your soup nuts. So you're going to lose the whole gishmak of the soup. We suffer, so we don't use the sukkah. Okay, the Ramah put together the two chumras, the chumra of the Ri and the Taisis, and the chumra of Rav Lezer Mitz in Tochim and Dachmen. Yeah, the Gemara says there's machlekes hatanoim, machlekes Rav Yosi and Rav Meir. Ayayote matzah, if you have a matzah shruya, if you soak the matzah in water, then the Gemara says, Ayayote. Yotzei Matzah. The Hasidim wouldn't need it because that's Gibrok. They're concerned that maybe it wasn't fully baked. But they quote that Rav Chaim Volozhiner went to ask the Vilna Gaon about that. What does he hold it back at Brock? So he heard the Chassidim started a new Chumrah, so he wanted to demonstrate he doesn't hold from Kibrok, so he put a knedel in the window. That's what the Svarim say. He put a knedel in the window to demonstrate that he doesn't hold from the Chumrah. So Rav Soloveitchik said that in his family they had a tradition that on Pesach night when they used to serve the matzah, they used to dip in the water first and give it to everybody to make sure that everybody's matzah was Kibrok. But then he discontinued the family. He said it's a tradition from the Vilna Gaon. I guess in Volozhin, he used to carry all these traditions from the Vilna Gaon. But then he has a son-in-law, who Rabbi Soloveitchik had a son-in-law, who was a Chassidish Rebbe. So he discontinued this family tradition, I guess, not to make it impossible for his son-in-law to eat some matzah. So the Gemara has a machlokes tatanoim. If you have a matzah that was just soaked in water, all the tanoim say that it's good. But if it's a mevushel, that's a machlokes of Yosi and Rabbi Meir. So we paskin that you're not yotze. The matzah mevushel is you're not yotze. So that's where Blessed and Mitzvah, we paskin it's no good. Like the Meir Rabbi Yosi, we paskin that's no good. Matzah mevushel is no good because it's called matzah ashira. So the So Tosfos quotes part of, they don't quote the whole Rav Lezer Mitz from the Sefer Yirmiyahu. What do you mean matzah mevushelus? It's ain't bishal achar afiyah. So there is no such thing as matzah mevushelus. The answer is no, yesh bishal achar afiyah. Originally the matzah was afuyah, and now it's mevushelus. So there is yesh bishal achar afiyah. Okay, so again, so the din deraisa bishul and kol ha-terakula for bas v'cholav, for korban pesach, for malach ha-shabbos, is that it has to be bishul be'esh or betoldos esh, bishul betoldos esh. There's also deraisa, but it's only if it's derech bishul be'kach. The derech bishul be'kach is not because you need maleches nachsheves, and if you say derech bishul be'kach is kalach hayad. No, Tosfos explains that there's no bishul be'klisheni because there's no derech bishul be'kach. So why does that explain why there's no basa b'cholav deraisa be'klisheni? The Gemara says klisheni doesn't make basa b'cholav deraisa. The first daf in Perek Kol HaBasa. So the answer is, and that little Tosfos on Mem on the day says, "Ein derech bisha bekach," because it's the Tfanas and Mekarios, and it's not normal to cook in a klisheni. It's not just a din of kalach hayad, alaka malach mashiv. No, it's a din of kol haterkula. If you do bishul in an unusual fashion, the halacha doesn't label it as bishul. That's the same thing Rashi writes. That's the reason why there's no bishul bechama. Why is there no bishul bechama? Because ein derech bisha bekach. That's the Rashi on Lamed Tesem and Aleph, 8 lines from the top. Bichama kol yam aplikat yishar den gal bishul bekach. So we're only going to say it's only bishul bechama is only mutter on Shabbos, and in basa b'cholav is going to be bishul deraisa. The halacha of derech bishul bekach should only be a din in hilchos Shabbos. Shouldn't apply to kol haterkula. The din of kalach hayad is only din in hilchos Shabbos. The answer is no. Rabbi Chana Rasman has, and the Egli Tal has, that sometimes it's a din of asiyah kidarka on kol haterkula. It's not only a requirement in Hilchos Shabbos. Sometimes it's needed for the definition of a certain pu'ula. If you do bishul, shalok yederach bishul, shalok yemineg oilam, so it doesn't count as bishul and kol haterakula. So that's what the Gemara says, that bishul b'chama is abnormal, so that doesn't count. That's a shaila. What about b'zman hazeh, if you're going to do bishul, let's say, with a dud shemesh? So some rabbanim say in Eretz Yisrael that the bishul b'dud shemesh is bishul b'toldos hachama, because you're not cooking the food mamish in the chama. Something gets hot because of the antenna on top of the roof gets hot because of the sun beating down on it, and then the somehow this is converted into electrical energy, and then it cooks the food. So some hold that that's called bishul that should lachar be bishul b'toldos hachama. The Gemara says that there's a machlekes hatanoim, Rabbi Yosi and Chachamim in this Mishnah, Lamed Ches on the days, what's the din of Bishul betolda sachama? Min HaTorah, Bishul bechama betolda sachama, they're both mutter. But with the Rabbanon, there's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanon, maybe we should ask the Bishul betolda sachama, Gzeiro Atu, told us that you can have two frying pans. One frying pan was heated up in the sun, the other frying pan was heated up on top of the fire, and now neither is in the sun or on the fire. There are two frying pans in the kitchen. I'm going to crack open an egg on this one that's mutter, and I crack open an egg on the other one, I'm chayv chatos. So it makes sense that you should. So you have to have a sticker, you have to have a label. And what if the label is going to fall off? You're not going to remember which frying pan was heated up in the sun, and that's mutzot to cook in that frying pan, which one was heated up by the fryer, and that will constitute a nisa deraisa. So that's why we assume, like the Chachamim of Rabbi Yossi holds that they never made gzeira to us, that told us Chacham. Bishul B'chama told Chacham is mutter is mutter. And the Chacham holds now that you have to make gzeira to Aser. Bishul told us Chacham, gzeira to told us Aish. Bishul B'chama they never asked. The Gemara says that everybody agrees. B'chama kulei alma pli d'shar, that's mutter. So here the Magen Avraham quotes a Tshuvas Marshal. Magen Avraham in this siman in Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Shin Yuches. Quotes a Tshuvas Marshal who says that when did the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi regarding Bishul betolda sachama? That's when the Tolda sachama is no longer connected with the chama. He had a frying pan that got heated up in the Sahara Desert. Then he takes it inside the house, and now he cracks open an egg in the kitchen. So you can't tell, looking at the frying pan now, you can't tell whether it was heated up by the sun or was heated up by the fryer. But what if you have, let's say, a frying pan still in the sun, and the sun is beating down on it? And I'm doing bishul the tolda sachama, but the tolda sachama is still connected with the chama. So the marshal's opinion is that in such a case, that's the equivalent of bishul b'chama, that kuli amal apligid, that's permissible. The Rabbi Poskim have not accepted this marshal's kuli, but there are those who argue that in Eretz Yisrael, the dut shemesh system is such that you're cooking the tolda sachama, and the whole system is still connected with the chama. So they want to rely on the marshal. Since the marshal says, when they told us the chama is still connected with the chama, so that's kulei amal apligi, that it's mutter. So it's mutter to cook with a duchemish. Mutter to cook with a duchemish. So Rav Soloveitchik and Moshe Feinstein both write that they think it's an isa deraisa. How did it all of a sudden become an isa deraisa from being mutter legamre? According to the marshal, it's mutter legamre because the told us the chama is still connected with the chama. Rav Achreinim have not accepted the marshal. So you don't accept the mashal should be an isa de rabbanon. How do you all of a sudden jump to make an isa de raisa? So that's why Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik said that Rashi says over here the reason why bishul b'chama is mutter because ain't derech bishul b'kach. But if now this has become a multi-billion-dollar industry that they sell tadi ran, whatever it's called, the dut shemesh, everybody in the Middle East uses this dut shemesh. So if that became the derech bishul, so how can you say ain't derech bishul b'kach? That's a chiddush. One can say it depends on Zman Matan Torah. Remember, Rav Alpert was very surprised. Rav Alpert learned for Rav Moshe. So remember, one year we were learning Kira, so he was very surprised at this. He thought it should either depend on Zman Matan Torah, or it should depend on Zman HaGemara. We should say Rabin Rav Ashi Soi Fairo. Whatever was not Derech Bishul B'Kach in the days of Rabin Rav Ashi should remain like that. How can you say that the change is clear? But the Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik taught not so, that if today it becomes Derech Bishul B'Kach, so that should become a form of Bishul Deraisa. In the army, in the American army, they developed the whole technique how to reheat the food without any fire. So a Jewish company in Lakewood picked this up, and they sell these meals that are already cooked, the labriut meals. So you have a chemical. When you add in water with this chemical, so it makes some kind of a chemical reaction, and it's like exploding for 5 minutes. The thing is making a racket, and it's burning hot, and it reheats the food, and the food becomes the reheater. And the water that you put in water from the tap. Water that you put in gets burning hot. So that's a shaila. Is that a violation of bishul? So the pashto says that's like bishul b'chama. It should be bishul b'chama. I'm doing bishul in a different form. I'm not doing bishul be'esh or betoldas esh. I'm making a chemical reaction, and that should be bishul b'chama. That should be mutter. So there are those who hold that it's usher, but they are a machlekes among the rabbanim. Those who hold that it's usher, they don't ask it because of bishul. They ask it because of molid. The question is, there is a gemara later in Shabbos that you're not allowed to take snow in your hand and crush it in order to melt it. So there's a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam on that gemara. What's the issue? So the Rambam quoted by the Shulchan Aruch says that it looks like schita. So it's like you're not allowed to squeeze out oranges, you're not allowed to squeeze out grapes to get the juice. So you're not allowed to squeeze out the snow in order to get the water. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the Siman on Tchita, and so it says that this looks like Tchita. And Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi comments on that Gemara. He doesn't say it's also because of Tchita, nothing at all to do with Tchita. Tchita is when you're squeezing out liquid from a pri. Here you're converting the snow into liquid. You're liquefying the snow. It's not Tchita. So Rashi says something about molid. So the Rashbo on that Rashi has two biurim, where the Rashi means to say that the water that comes out is noilad, and noilad is a form of mukse. That's later on. There's noilad gomur. Taisa says on the first daf in Beitza that if you have noilad gomur, all the tanoim agree that it's going to be mukse. If you have noilad chain of gomur, then it's a machlekes of Yudin Reb Shimon. That's on kuf chav dalar and beis. Is machlekes by noilad. When the kli smashed and it converted into a different kli, so that's called noilad. If it had a big chair and it broke and now it's a little chair, only little children can sit on it, that's not called noilad at all. It's Aisimei Malachton Harishayna. It still has its original hishtamshus. Had a big pot and it broke a little bit and now it's a smaller pot, so it contained less than it could have originally contained. So that's Aisimei Malachton Harishayna, that's not called noilad. But if it originally had one hishtamshus and after breaking, now it's aimed for a different hishtamshus, so that's a machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes of Yud Reb Shimon, that's called noilad she'enu gomor. But if you have a noilad gomor, so then Taisus points out that's a Gemara in Erevin. Taisus on the first daf in Beitza shows that's a Gemara in Beitza, that's a Gemara in Erevin, that noilad gomor, everybody holds at that source. So there is a din that noilad is a form of mukta. So the Rashba has one beer in Rashi, that when Rashi says when you squeeze the snow and you make it melt, you liquefy the snow, what Rashi wrote, what Rashi meant to say was, that the water that's going to result from the kvetching of the snow will be muktzah because of nolad. And the other pshat that Rashba has is the simpler pshat in Rashi. Rashi didn't say nolad, Rashi said molid. Molid is a different animal. Molid is a totally different thing. Molid is a malacha midirabbanan. On the level of their eyes, there are only 39 malachas. On the level of their rabbanan, they invented a 40th malacha, a malacha of molid. Because the whole idea of Bala Malacha Shabbos is Zechel and Maisa Bereshis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world, and then he rested. So if you're going to create anything new to be molded, Davar Chadash, a human being can't create, he can't destroy, he can just change the matter from one form to the other. But if it looks as if he's creating something new, so that's in the gist of all of the Malachas, so that's Midirabbanan, even though it doesn't conform to the rules and regulations of the Lama Tess of his Malachas, so Midirabbanan will call any case of molid, we'll call that a malacha. A malacha from the Rabban. That's what we discussed before Pesach. There's a Rashi in Beit on Daf Chav Zayin, where Rashi says, if you have Chuma Tameya, so the Gemara says that you have to dispose of it. So the Gemara says in Baba Madlikin, Kishem she mitzvah lisra fes hakotch me shenitmu, kach mitzvah lisra fes hachuma shenitmu. So it says 2 days whether that's the right of the Rabban. So it says, Kishem she mitzvah lisra. Just like it's a mitzvah to burn the kach mishenitmo, kach so too. Mitzvah to burn the kach mishenitmo, that's a mitzvah min ator. We learn that from the Seraptus HaNoyser Beishez by Noyser. Then the Gemara learns that for all of Psuli HaKobon, it's a mitzvah to burn it. So you need to say that it's a mitzvah to burn Shuma Temeya, it's a mitzvah min ator to burn Shuma Temeya. So Tosis has two pshatim. They really don't think that it's their Isa, but the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like it's their Isa. So they're not sure how to deal with that Gemara in Bama Madlik. So there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Pesachim and in Beit on Daf Chav Zayin. What if instead of burning the Truma Temeya, what if I'll feed it to a behemoth kohen? So Rashi's opinion is that's okay. I'm disposing of the Truma Temeya. A kohen is not permitted to eat it. A behemoth kohen is not Jewish. So what's wrong if he feeds? Kohen is Jewish. Not only is he Jewish, he's a kohen, so he's not allowed to eat Truma Temeya. Behemoth kohen is not Jewish. So in Bechlal, you're allowed to feed Truma to a behemoth kohen. Just like a coin is allowed to eat, coin king can nafish kinyan kaspo, who yochel balachmos, a behemoth coin is permitted to eat the truma. Truma Torah, you're not supposed to feed to the behemoth coin because it's roi lachilo sodom, so it's a bizoyan oichlet. It's a bizoyan oichlet, that's why you're not allowed to feed it. The Gemara only talks about feeding truma to hoira, to the behemoth coin. The Gemara talks about feeding kashinim shel truma. Kashinim is a michael which is not really oimed lachilo sodom. It's roi lachilo sodom. If it wouldn't be roi lachilo sodom, wouldn't be shach to be mafish trumas and maises on it. There is no din trumas and maises ha meichel bein, only if it's meichel lodom. So the kashinim is roi lachilo sodom, but it's not normally eaten by people. So that's why the Gemara always, the Mishnah is always talking about feeding the behemoth kohen kashine truma, because it's not meichel lodom anyway. But what happens, the Rashi holds like this, what happens if you have Truma Tahira, which is Roy Lachi Lo Sodom, you're not permitted to feed the Behemoth Goy. That's the Zayin Ochel. But then it becomes Nitmeis. The Truma Tahira is Nitmeis. So now it's no longer Aymed Lachi Lo Sodom. So what's wrong? So feed it to Behemoth Goy. When the Truma Tahira becomes Nitmeis, it's the same as Karshinim. But it's not Aymed Lachi Lo Sodom. It's also it should be better than Karshinim. It should be Mochomer. Kashinim theoretically is right, Lachi Lo Sodom. Truma Tameyo is Osir, Lachi Lo Sodom. So it should be Mutta to feed it to Behemoth Kohen. So that's what Rashi says, you can feed it to Behemoth Kohen. Either din is Kishem Shemitzu Litzrefes HaTruma Shenitzvah HaMitzvah to burn it. The Rashi says, not exactly to burn it, you have to dispose of it. Hashbasas L'chol Dover is also good. If you feed it to the Behemoth Kohen, you're in fulfillment of the din of destroying the Truma Tameyo. So Rashi says, and since there is such a mitzvah to destroy the Truma Tameyo Biur, Kishem She Mitzvah Lifsurf as a Truma She Nitmes, as a Kachem She Nitmes, Kach Mitzvah Lifsurf as a Truma She Nitmes, it's a mitzvah to dispose of it, mitzvah min Atara, mitzvah min the Rabbana, whatever it is. So he says, therefore, when you feed it to the Behemoth Kohen on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Rachmana Achshevei L'Malocha, that becomes a Malocha. What kind of a Malocha? What kind of a Malocha? From Rashi, it sounds like it becomes a Malocha of Havarah. How can it become Havara? Havara means to burn something. If you strike a match, that's Havara. If there's a fire and I throw in a piece of paper, I throw in a log, I throw something in and it gets consumed by the flame, that's Havara. But how is this Havara? I give food to a behemoth. How is that Havara? So it's very, very doichik to say like that in Rashi. So the Achranim say it's not a malacha derais, it's only a malacha medrabanan. Proof in the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Hey, it can't be a Malacha Derais. It's only an Issa Derabbanan. And Issa Derabbanan is not because of Havara. Min HaTorah, there are only 39 Malachas. We should have asked created, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in Sheshes Mei Bereishis. So Zecha Lamaisa Bereishis, the Torah should prohibit creating. But a human being can't create anything. So the Torah prohibits the Lam Tesavis Malachas, which are forms of activities that are similar to creating. But with the Rabbanan, they added out another two malachas. You're not allowed neither to create nor to destroy. So to create, that's molid. And to destroy, that's to destroy the Truma Tameya by feeding it to the Behemoth Kohen. These are the two Isurim in the Rabbanan. Not allowed to create and you're not allowed to destroy. So that's what's somehow, so that's a Shaila. So what do you mean molid? Molid means when you create a new thing that wasn't there before. What if you put a system into motion that wasn't functioning before? Is that an Easter? Here, when you put in the water with the chemical, sodium, whatever it is there, and it causes this whole explosion for 5 minutes or so, and then everything gets burning hot, so that's probably Bishul Bechama, that's Het HaGomer. But the Shaila is maybe setting up the whole system, maybe that's some kind of an Easter, a molid. So what kind of molid? Molid is if you create a new object. It looks like you brought into existence a new object. But if you put a system in motion, why should that be molid? The only thing is it may be makaba patish. Forget about molid. Maybe makaba patish. That was the Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Samach. The Gemara says if you have a drain pipe that's clogged, so there's a question about unclogging the drain pipe on Shabbos. So what's wrong, let's say you have a toilet that's stopped up and it just doesn't move at all. Nothing is moving. It's not flushing at all. So you're going to use a plunger to have the thing start to function. So Moshe says, based on that Gemara, that you're not allowed to. If the toilet is working bekoshi, and they're using a plunger that should go bereba, they shouldn't crack so much, that anything is mutter. But if it's not functioning at all, then you're not allowed to. So what's the prohibition over there? What's wrong? So the Ran on the Rif says, when the Rif quotes that Gemara, he says that that's called that's a psanisa rab makaba patish. What kind of makaba patish? If you have a fork that's twisted and bent out of shape and you straighten it up, and you straighten it out, then I understand that that's makaba patish. What if I have a dirty fork that's all greasy and all filthy, and I wash it off with detergent in the warm water? So that's not makaba patish, because I make it usable. The clay is in perfect shape. The only thing is, it has a lot of dirt on it. So I wash it up. So that's not makabat patish. Washing dirty dishes is not makabat patish. So what's over here? The drain pipe got clogged up. There's a lot of leaves there and twigs and all kinds of pebbles and all kinds of junk fell into the drain pipe, and it's going to leak into the house. So I want to clear out the drain pipe. No issue of tilta mukta is going to push it. Mamacham beraglo. He's going to push all of the junk in the drain pipe. He's going to push it with his foot, not with his hand. There's no issue of tilta mukta begufo. We assume tilta mukta is only be a dime and begufo is mukta. So what's wrong over this? And the answer is, the Ran says on the Rishna, when he starts a system in motion, he starts a system functioning, that's a psamakaba patish midirabbanon. So that's for some time over here. Let's say you wind a watch. The watch wasn't going to wind the watch. That's a machlekes in Achrayim. Some Achrayim say, if you bring the watch to the watchmaker, it's broken, it's not working, it's too fast, it's too slow, it's dead, it's not working at all. And when the watchmaker fixes it, that's makaba patish. But the watch is okay. I have a brand new watch, I take it out. I set the time and I wind it and it goes. So that's not broken. I didn't, when I set the watch, it's not broken. I didn't fix a broken kli. I started it functioning. So some achrayim are machmer that you're not allowed to wind the watch. That's not going. I would say, even if the watch is going, by your winding it, you prevent it from stopping. So some hold that that's also not permissible. But to start the system going, that's many assume that that's a makabah patish. But there are bonon along the lines of that run about clearing out the drain pipe, that constitutes a malocha midirabbanon. The new, I don't know, we probably shouldn't call it molded, you should call it makabah patish midirabbanon. Pardon me?
You
never flush.
Covered up breezes. Here's a chemical reaction taking place by the food. That's on the other side, the physical. Should be worse.
I don't know, how do you draw the line? That's, I mean, you take the fork and the knife and you use it to eat the food, that's not makabah patish. You're using the kli. When you turn on the faucet, you're using the kli. But over here, the kli is, when you wash the dishes are dirty. You can use the kli the way it is, but the dishes are dirty. But when it's clogged up and it can't function, so it's considered as if, I don't know exactly, how do you draw the line? Why is that called setting a system in motion and this is not? I don't know. It's a good question. So that's the issue by this labriyut. Is it really the pashtus is that there's no isra on the bishul. There's no isra on the bishul. The bishul is done. The bishul is done bechama. It's not as bishul bechama. The only shaila is that I think the water gets heated up from this chemical reaction, and then the water becomes toldos chama. Then the water heats up the food. So maybe the reheating of the food is bishul betoldos chama. We pass in bishul betoldos chama is asa midirabbanon. Yeah, but over here we're talking the food is already cooked. It's fully cooked. There's ain't bishul acha bishul. So the only time there's an isra of hachazara is if you have hachazara al gabi ho'esh. But here you're not doing it. Not reheating the food al gabi ho'esh. You're reheating the food with the toldos chama. With the toldos chama. The water got hot from this chemical reaction, so that's bishul bechama on the water, that's at the gomer, and then this burning hot water is going to reheat the food inside the container. It's two different, this one container has the water, the other container has the food in it. So that's, I don't think that bishul betoldos hachama, it's already in bishul acha bishul, and it's not hachazor, hachazor is only also if it's agabi hoich, if it's hachazor, not agabi hoich. I think in Hilchas Bishul you have no problem. It's just a problem with setting the whole system in motion. So it's, maybe it's an issue. Some think it's an Easter of Molid. Some think that it's an Easter of this Makabah Patish, the Ram and Shabbos. Others hold there's no issue. Well, you have to invent an issue. Others hold there's no issue. It's Mutta. Sure. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to take a beitzah, a raw egg, and to be machmen it into chol, into sand. Apparently the sand is burning hot. The sun is beating down in the Sahara Desert on the burning, on the sand. It makes it burning hot. So if I'm going to put, I'm going to place this raw egg into the sand and have it all covered on all sides, b'shvil shetitzle. So the egg will become hard-boiled. It will become a broiled egg. Why does everybody agree that you're not allowed? That shouldn't that be the machlek zabiyasi nachachamim? Whether there's bishul betol the sachama or not, because the sand was heated up by the chama, and Rabbi Yossi held bishul betol the sachama is mutter, so he should disagree with the next line. If it says Rabbi Yossi mater, Rabbi Yossi allows bishul betol the sachama, then it says the next line, v'leyek penene b'chalav avadrachim. It sounds like even I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi. So that's what the Gemara asks. V'lith l'gnami Rabbi Yossi b'ho. Why doesn't Rabbi Yossi disagree? The Gemara says no, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's forbidden. So the Gemara has to come up. If he psak halacha the kaimelon, you're not allowed to do bishul mid the rabbanim be told the sacham. So there's no problem. Why lo yatzkenenu b'chol avadrachim? We don't need any explanations. But you see from the Gemara, there must be some additional reasoning because Rabbi Yossi also agrees that it's forbidden here. So it must be even lefi psak halacha that there's bishul be told the sacham and rabbanon. It sounds like there's an additional reason why it's also. What's the additional reason? What's the hidden reason? So that's two explanations given in the Gemara lama tesam and aleph. Right smack in the middle of the Amud, the rabbi gives one explanation, Rabbi Yossi gives another. The rabbi says it's Hatmana. You're not allowed to do Hatmana. Hatmana on Erev Shabbos is only also be Dover HaMaisav Hevel. Hatmana be Shabbos is also even Dover, which is only Mamed Hevel. It's also, here it's Mamish Maisav Hevel. Here, it's probably Maisav Hevel. I take a cold raw egg from the refrigerator. I put it into the chol, and the chol is Maisav Hevel. It's going to cook it up. Not that the chol will preserve the heat. I'm putting it into the chol, b'shvil shetitzle. I want the raw egg to get broiled. I want to cook the egg. So that's why Rabbi says that it's a violation of Hatman. And Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Rabbi doesn't agree to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree with Rabbi. So Tosfos breaks the head over here. Why does Rabbi Yosef not agree? Why isn't it also because of Hatman? Is mamish hatman on Shabbos b'dover ha-moisif b'dover ha-mamid hevel is awesome. Kavachem b'dover ha-moisif hevel, kavachem b'dover ha-mavashil. Why shouldn't it be an Isar hatmana? So that's what Tosfos gives an answer. The very last line on the bottom, Tosfos on Lamed Tesam and Aleph Yesh Leimar, that Rav Yosef disagrees with Rabba, hanimina b'dover ha-mavushil lika lamecha shem yartiyach. When do you say a gzera shem yatman baremetz? When do you make an Isar derabban to do hatmana? If the food was cooked already, and you're going to do atmana on Erev Shabbos Dabra Moisav Hevel, on Shabbos Dabra Mamed Hevel, you're going to do atmana to preserve the heat, or something like that. But here, to take a raw egg, Abul Bisha Gomikarako, Loto Inshi Yotta told the Sacham. They never, Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Rabbi, he holds that you can't call this atmana. This is worse than atmana. This is Mamed Bishal Gomer. So how can you call it atmana? It has nothing to do with atmana. The Gzera the Rabbanon of Hatmana was only instituted when it's reasonable. It's unreasonable to make a Gzera on raw food, to make it cooked. It's unreasonable. So since this is Tolda Sachama, and Rabbi Yosef holds Tolda Sachama is Mutter, so let it be Mutter. So that's where Rabbi Yosef has to come up with a new reasoning. Rabbi says that the additional reasoning is because it's a form of Hatmana. You're not permitted to do Hatmana on Shabbos, if it's Mamed Hevel, Kavach Hamehir, it's Moshe Hevel. Okay. The Rabbi says, Gzeir Hashem Yatman. What do you mean, Gzeir Hashem Yatman? Gzeir Hashem Yatman Beremet. This is a form of Hatmana. Lo Yatmineno, B'chol of Avak Drachim. The word is a giveaway. V'lo Yatmineno. You're not permitted to do Hatmana, B'chol of Avak Drachim. Why? Gzeir Hashem Yatman, what? Shem Yatman Beremet. And what's wrong with Yatman Beremet? Shem Yichata B'gecholim. It'll be in violation of B'chav Mamed. So Rabbi says that this is an example of Hatmana that's us. Rabbi Yosef disagrees because it's raw egg. That's the bottom line of Tosfos. Bishul gamik ochel oto inshi. They're not going to ask their Hatmana on raw food not to make it cook. It's a different reason. So what is the reason of Rabbi Yosef? So we're not sure what the text reads in the Gemara. What's the girsa? And even if you know what the girsa is, we're not sure what the Pirush Amilas is. So Rashi's girsa in the Gemara was Rav Yosef Omar. Rav Yosef disagrees with Rabbi, and he says, "Gzeira Shema Yazi Zofar Mimkomo." Rashi's Dibra Master Shema Yazi Zofar. That's how Rashi quotes the Loshon. Shema Lo Yehesham Chol Okur L'Chol Atzor. It may not be enough loose sand. If you dig a bore, If you dig a guma, that's a malacha min atar. That's one of the lametes of his malachas, is a choresh. Taisus points out over here, it's questionable whether this would constitute a malacha deraisa or not, because it's chayfa guma bein atar chela la'aforum. So the way we pass in la'alocha, malacha shem tzvicha la'gufa, Taisus assumes the double pasha that we pass like that. And the first white line in the Taisus, the nation made this zafam and koma. So he says, because of the riva, that we assume the halakha yisur deraisa b'chol gan tzarach ala afar alibi Reb Shimon. So he says, assuming the din is like Reb Shimon, that ain't tzvicha l'gufa is only the Rabbanan. So he says, isn't this an ain't tzvicha l'gufa? Unless you touch it up a little bit, okay, so that's what Taisus raises an issue. It's going to be a malacha tzvicha l'gufa, malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa. But I'll call upon him, that's how Rashi reads, that's how Rashi translates Rav Yosi. He doesn't have the girsa that we have in our edition, Mipnei Shemezes. Rashi has the girsa, Gzeira Shema Yazi Zafam Em Koma. We don't allow you to be matmin b'chol of Abak Drachim, Gzeira Shema Yachpor. Maybe he'll forget and violate Harishim. Shema Yazi Zafam Em Koma. The Rabbi Natan doesn't like that pshat of Rashi. So he gives a different pshat. He doesn't like the pshat of Rashi for a lot of reasons. So one reason is that Matzah Bisvar Mishonim, he saw the old girsa in the Kisvei Yad, didn't say Shema Yod is off. It says, like we have printed in our Gemara, Bipnei Shemez is off and Mtam, because he is doing Mez is off. That we are afraid that it may lead to that. So what do you mean? He is doing Mez is off and Mtam. What is he doing? He's doing Harisha. Rabbi Natan says, no, Mez is off and Mtam. Offer is usually Muktzah. You can have offer that's Mukhan. If I have a stack of offer and I'm Mazminet on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantiv, to cover up Tzoyas HaTinok, or to cover up Tzoyas HaTarnagol, or to do Kisei HaDam, if I'm Shechting Chayev Yof, okay, so then you have offer which is not Mukta. But normally, we say, what is Mukta Machmas Atma, Mukta Machmas Gufo? Is Eitzma Von of the offer. Offer is a form of Mukta, it's not Oichlam, it's not Mashkim, it's not Orem, it's not Kelim. It's not one of the four things that are Mekabal Tumas, and Mele, it's going to be Mukta. The Rabbi Natam learned Pshat, not Shema Yaz is Zafim Mimkoma, but rather Mipnei Shemez is Zafim Mimkoma. If he takes a raw egg and he pushes it in the ground, means that he's pushing, he's moving the Mukta. The sand is Mukta, so he's pushing the Mukta. Aye, but we paskin halacha that that's okay, that's permissible. Because he's not handling the Mukta with his own fingers, he's handling a raw egg. A raw egg is not Mukta. Yontif, a raw egg on Shabbos is not Mukta. You can eat it the way it is. Some people eat the eggs raw. If no people would be in the practice of eating raw egg, then the raw egg would be a mukta. Like the Magen Avraham quotes the Rashba later in the Masechta, the raw potatoes are mukta. Because we don't plan to feed the potatoes to the cows. If you have a behemoth, if you live on a farm and you have a behemoth, and you bought potatoes and you plan to feed the potatoes to the animals, so a behemoth is not mukta. But if you live in the city, and you're going to give your dog food, and the canary is going to eat the canary food, and the parrot is going to eat the parrot food. I had an article in the New York Times on Pesach. One of the rabbis had to make a Mechiras Chametz on the parrot. Because had a balabas who was a Hashem and Mitzvah, and he was raising parrots, and they can only eat Chametz. If you give them anything other than Chametz, they're going to drop dead. So he had to sell the parrot with the Chametz food to a goy, and hope and pray, and the goy wasn't trained as a Hagantzah Chachma in order to feed the parrots that they shouldn't die. So it was a Gantz Chokhmah to train the young parrots. So they survived. The rabbi told me they survived the whole Pesach. They survived the publicity in the New York Times. Also, the whole thing was written up. Yeah. So if you have Michael Behemer, that's not Mukta. But if you have Michael Lodom, raw potatoes in New York City, you don't plan to feed it to the Behemoths. We're going to eat it ourselves. It's on Yom Tov where you can cook it, so it's Michael Adam. Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. So the raw potatoes are not Mukta on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to cook the food, not allowed to cook the raw potatoes, and people don't eat it the way it is. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Rashban later in the Masechta that the raw potatoes would be considered Mukta Mamish. Yeah, so what's over here? What's the story over here? How does Rabbi Natan say? Mazes offer mimkomo. He takes the egg. The egg itself is not mukta. He handles the egg and he pushes the sand by holding onto the egg. He's shoving in the sand. If he holds the egg and he drops it like this, and the offer tichuch is so soft that it falls into the offer by itself, so the Gemara says that's not a problem of mazes offer mimkomo. You're not in violation of anything. But if the offer is not so soft, and if you drop the raw egg on the sand, it'll sit on top, and it's not going to get cooked. The only way for it to get cooked is if you shove it into the sand, and there'll be sand covering all over, so then you're pushing the muktzah. Mezes ofim, not shem, but yozes ofim, but mfnei shehu mezes ofim mkomo, is tilt the muktzah, imam is moving the muktzah. So Tosfos says, we pass in halacha that that's mutter, because that's called tilt the muktzah min atzad, the tzorach dover amutter. Why is he pushing the sand around? Because let's say if I have money on the table, some money is muktzah. Because it's like Eitzim Avon of Yofa, it's not a Kli, and it's not the Odom, and it's not Ochla Mashke. So Kish is muktzah. Even though you can use money to buy a lot of things, can't buy happiness, but it can buy a lot of things, a lot of other things that can lead to happiness, but still, it's considered junk. It's considered like Eitzim Avon of Yofa, it's a piece of junk. It doesn't have a Hishtamshus per se. So money is considered muktzah. So let's say I'm afraid, super is going to come in, someone's going to come in with sticky fingers and going to steal my money. I have a $1 million bill, $1,000 bill on the table, I'm afraid he's going to steal it. So I want to hide the money. So if I'll take a Gemara, the Gemara is on Mukta. I'll take a Gemara and I'll push the money off like this. And then I'll kick the money with my feet to another room. So kicking with my feet, we assume, there's no prohibition of tilt the Mukta, bigufo, only be Yadai. What about over here? He is using the Yadai. So that's called tilt the Mukta min atzad. He's moving the Mukta, be Yadai, but without actually handling the Mukta. He's handling the Dabra Mutter, and thereby he's pushing it off like this. And the Mele, he's maybe you're not allowed to do that. Maybe you're not allowed to be Mishtamish and Gemara. So let's say it's a Goyisha book, a college book. Dr. Lim once gave a whole discussion on this. We're so convinced, based on the Rambam, that studying of secular studies is a chelik of Torah. So how come when a book falls down on the floor, how come we don't pick it up and kiss it? How come if you have a book upside down, it doesn't bother us, only if it's safer upside down? They gave some kind of a terror. I don't know. The Rambam makes such a statement. I say, a Shver Rambam. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. He bops the Rambam over the head. He's not happy about that Rambam. Rambam says that this, that studying science is a chelik of Talmud Torah. That's called my separation. I don't know. We don't know Pshat not Rambam. So let's say you have a Goyisha book. Shef does have a Gemara. Now, some have a Gemara to push off the money and not allow to even in the weekdays. But they have a Goyisha book. So the book is that Muktzah. So he's going to push it off. So that's Tilka Muktzah and Atzah, but that's the Tzorach Dover Haaser. Tosfos made a Chilek. Tosfos had a steer between two Gemaras. That's the bottom Tosfos on Mem Gimel and Beis going over to the top of Mem Dalet and Aleph. So the Tosfos Farenfid the steer between the Gemaras. The Balamor also has the steer. And he says it's a machlekes hasugyas, what the din is. The Tosfos says there is a machlekes hasugyas, but not these two. Tosfos says these two are not a machlekes, and that's the accepted answer. What Tosfos says, Rov HaRishonim say like Tosfos, not like the Baal HaMor, that it depends if you do tilta mukta min atzad, are you doing in the tzorach dover hamutar or the tzorach dover haaser? If the money is in the way on the table, guests are coming over, and they're going to see that I didn't prepare before Yontav. I left all the money on the table, so I'm embarrassed. I want to get the money off of the table. Or there's not enough room on the table. I have to get the money off of the table. I have to put plates on. There are coins all over the place, and everything is in the way, and everything is going to be tilted because of these coins. So if I want, let's start from the come, I want to get all of the coins off. Let's say I have a plate, or I'll have a book, or something, some secular book. And I'll push off, I'll hold the Adai in the Dabra Mutter. And I'll push off the Dabra Hosser. So that's tilt the Muktzah min atzad. It's not that I'm doing this. I'm not organizing the whole activity in order to protect my books. If it's the Tzorach Dover Asah, then you're not allowed to. Then it's considered as if I did tilt the Mukta directly on the Mukta, be a dying. But since it's the Tzorach Dover Amutar, then it's Mutar. So that's what the Rabbein and Tam says. The Sover Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef holds Shaloi Kalocha, the Tilt the Mukta Min Atzad, Shmei Tiltum. Here he's taking the bait, so he's taking a raw egg from the refrigerator, shoving it into the sand, which is burning hot from the Sahara Desert. And because he shoves it into the sand, this is how he succeeds. That's how he succeeds in making it a hard-boiled egg, and making it into a roasted egg. So he's moving around the muktzah. He's moving the bait, so the raw egg is not muktzah. He's only handling the raw egg. And indirectly by handling, by pushing the raw egg into the sand is moving a little bit. His maize is offer, but he's doing it l'tzarach d'avar amuta because he wants the egg to get cooked. Not that he's interested in the sand. So Tosfos says, halacha l'maaseh, it's really mutar. Rabbi Yosef over here, Rabbi Yosef, and this Gemara is going shalak halacha. Rabbi Yosef thinks that tosa muktzim and atzad l'tzarach d'avar hamuter is also not allowed. So that's the second shot. Nachamol, Rabbi said that the reason why layat benenu is because it's hatmana. Hatmana is hatmana. Layat benenu is hatmana. Rabbi Yosef holds, how can it be hatmana? Hatmana is only on food that's cooked already. What are you going to ask it to do hatmana on raw food? No, on raw food you only have to worry about bishul. So if there's no bishul because it's told the sachama, so there's no forget about hatmana. So Rabbi Yosef has to give a different interpretation. Why Rabbi Yosef is more the layat benenu? He says, not an isur hatmana. It's an Easter of Mazes offer. So Rashi's girsa was Shemayaz is offer mumkom. We're afraid he may not have enough granulated sin, and he may start moving around offer mumkom. The Rabbin and Tam had a different girsa, not Gzera Shemayaz, but rather because he is Mepnesha Mazes offer mumkom. And he learned that it's not that it's a chashash of Chofer, of Choresh, but rather that it's Tiltal Mukze. And even though it's Tilta Muktzim and Atzad, it's Tarth Dover HaMutter, and we with Paschal Halacha, that is Mutter based on the Tesis Leidem and Gimel and Dalet. Rav Yesi Gosh Aloy Kalot. Then Tesis says, the Yod Meforesh Abin Tam is Seifa Yosher. He says, if you look in the Seifa Yosher, Abin Tam has another Pshat. Based on his Girsa, still not like Rashi's Girsa, not Shema Yos is Zofim Mkoma, but rather Mepnesha Meiz is Zofim Mkoma. But instead of, because he's not happy to say that Rav Yosef is shaloi kalocha, Rav Yosef holds that tilta muktim and atav is also Avraham mutter is also. We pass on halacha that it's mutter. He just made the Rav Yosef, he took Rav Yosef, he made him shaloi kalocha. He gives a different shot, when you take the egg and you shove it into the sand, that already is a violation of Choresh. You don't have to say Shema Yoz is often becoming like Rashi's Girsan. He may do Harisha. Not he may do Harisha. This is, he is doing Chafir. He's shoving the raw egg into the sand and he's making a hole over here. So this is Mamish Chofe Guma. I said, why does Rabbi not agree? Why does Rabbi have to come up to a Zer Shema Yakim? Why does Rabbi have to say it's Hatmana? Because it fits him better. Leah Benenu is Hatmana. He likes the word Hatmana. But if that's what he's doing, is taking a rag and pushing it in, isn't that outright a violation of chofer? So Tosis says, "Yesh Leima." The last two lines of this Tosis from Nesha Mezes. Why doesn't Rabbah agree to Rabbi? Why Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree to Rabbah? So that's the last line on the daf. Tosis says, Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree with Rabbi. Holds that there's no prohibition of hatmone on raw food. When you're dealing with raw food, you have to judge: is it bishul? Is it not bishul? Once it's not bishul, you don't have to worry about hatmone. But why does Rabbi not agree to Rav Yosef? So according to the first pshat Rashi, Agzer Hashem Yoz is off, lest he may do Harisha. So you have to be paranoid. He's worrying he's going to do Harisha in the future. So don't worry. So Rabbi holds it does make sense to work. According to the Rabbi in Tam's first pshat, it's Shem Vendir Shem Vnei Shuhu. Maze is off and come right now, he's moving mukta. Yeah, but we pass on aloha that's mutter, that's tilta mukta man asad, let's talk to Avraham mutter, is mutter. So Rabbi Yosef is shaloi kaloha, Rabbi is good, tilta mukta man asad is mutter. And he pointed to the third shot that it's not that he's doing tilta mukta, he's doing charisha mamish. He takes the raw egg and he shoves it into the sand, and by shoving it in, he makes a guma. So how can anybody disagree? How could Rabbi disagree and say that that's not the reason why it's Asr? So Tosfos answers on the last line, last two lines in this Tosfos, Neshemez, V'yesh Lema, the Rabbi said, L'shach Guma, L'kishenot, L'biyara bin Ofer, V'nishem Mokam in Aguma, Aval Nitzis Beitzel, L'shach Guma, L'pshein, and he cares. I made a Guma by shoving something else in, and the Guma is plugged up. If, when I'll take it out, that'll be Ashviyi Guma. But by just pushing it in, the Mishnah sounds like it says Loyat Benena, putting in the egg is already a violation of something. So that's what the Rabbi Natam explains, that Rav Yosef holds that that's already a violation of Asiyas Guma. Then she makes this up and become, he just did chofer. And Rabbi says, what kind of chofer? It's not going to be chofer till he'll take out the egg. If he takes it out, then he'll be left with that empty hole. That's called chofer. But pushing in the thing, he's just moving everything around a little bit. There is no guma. He says, Beitka l'shakum l'fishayin, and he cares. The guma is filled up. It's not called the guma. So these are the three, the machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. What's the reason why even Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah, who thinks that Bishul betol the Sacham is het the gomer, even the Rabbanon, why does he agree Leia Konen and Bechol of Abak Drochim? So there was a machlokes thing more, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. And there were three girsas, the three pshatim, in what Rabbi Yosef said. Shema Yazid Zafar, Mimtesh, Mezid Zafar, in two versions, the Rabbin and Taman Seifa Yosef. What does it mean, Mimtesh, Mezid Zafar, Mimkomen? Okay, now we're up to the next line in the Mishnah. Mishnah tells about these Balabatim who lived in the community of Tveria. They had a practice. Evia Silon Shal Tzainan, Tzachama Shal Chamin. Somehow they had a pipe with cold water. Either the pipe went through the hot water or something. And the Chachamim told them that they're not allowed to drink the water. Or they're not allowed to use the water to bathe or to wash their dishes, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Sure. To drink the water on Yom Tov, that's okay, because you're permitted to cook water on Yom Tov in order to drink it, so that's not a problem. But to use the water on Yom Tov, to bathe with it, on Shabbos to drink, sure, to wash the dishes, so that's what the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. The Gemara has a Shailah, do we paskin like Anshei Tveria, or do we not pass like Anshei Tveria? What are you talking about, passing like Anshei Tveria? They were Balabatim. The Rabbanim told them that they're doing wrong. It's not a Machlokes Satan, right? The din is like the Rabbanim, that the practice of Anshei Tveria is not permissible. The question is, what exactly did they do, and why is it forbidden? So the Tosfos Lamed Tes on the base, going over to Lamed Tes and Aleph, has three interpretations. So the first interpretation in Tosfos, and the two versions in Tosfos are based on a Gemara. The Gemara itself has two versions, but Tosfos took the two versions and made them into three. Okay. So what are the three pshatim that Tosfos has? So the first pshat in Tosfos is Mibod Yom Heviyu, Dein Shemisa Klal Bahavor. If you set up a system on Erev Shabbos and a Malacha begins on Erev Shabbos and continues into Shabbos, that's at the Gomer. So there's nothing problematic with the practice of the Anshei Tveria. They had a system where the cold water got heated up by the hot water. What they did is muta legamrei. But the Tanoim told them, the Rabbanim in Tveria told them, they're not allowed to drink the water. Asurim berechitza ubishtia. Asurim berechitza ubishtia. They're not allowed to be nana from it. So this Isser, Asur Mechitza Vishtir, is not because of Hamavashal B'Shabbos. Hamavashal B'Shabbos is a penalty with the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to get Hanoe from the Malacha that you did, that you weren't allowed to do. But here Tosfos says this is all Hester Gomer. Ain't Shemisa Bahavor. They set up a system on Erev Shabbos, then the Malacha began on Erev Shabbos, is going to continue into Shabbos. That's not a problem. As it says the Perakama, in the first Perakama, Erev Shabbos in the Mishnais, first command the Gina Mismalas Valachas Kala Shabbos Kula. You can set up a system where the water is going to water the whole lawn. All of Shabbos begins on Erev Shabbos, and it continues into Shabbos. So that's permissible. So when the Mishnah says Asurim Berechitza Vishtiya, that's a new gzera. You're not allowed to drink it. You're not allowed to use it to bathe. It's a gzera shema Yarvin b'Shabbos. Lest you'll mix it on Shabbos. So they made up Sanduista. You're not allowed to drink it, and you're not allowed to bathe in this water. Exer Hashem Yaseh B'Kacha B'Shabbos. And if he does on a Shabbos, it'll be an Issa Bishul on the hot water. So it's really problematic. The Posh Pshat in the Mishnah sounds like Omelem Chachamim, we penalize you because you did Dover HaAsur. So just like Hamavashal B'Shabbos LeYoichal, here, since you made a system, you set up a system that's forbidden, so we penalize you that you're not allowed to get on. But according to the first chat in Tosfos, Ein Issa B'Havor, They didn't do anything wrong. So what are we penalizing them? We're not penalizing them. It's a separate gzera. It has nothing to do with the din of Hamavashal B'Shabbos. Hamavashal B'Shabbos, so it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Lav Davke Mavashal, means someone who did any malacha. He turned on a light on Shabbos. He's not allowed to be nene by reading Liar on there. The person made a ramp in order to get off of a boat. The Jew made a ramp, so he's not allowed to get on there from that. So that's a general din, one who did a malach. But here, according to the first Pshat and Tosis, what they did was Heta Gomer, Ein Shum Isa Bahavor, Ein Shum Isa Klal Bahavor, and it's just a Pshat din, you're not allowed to get on there from, you're not allowed to get on there from the result that you brought about. So it's a questionable Pshat. The simple Pshat means they asked getting on there because it's a Mavashal B'Shat, getting on there from the malach. So that's what Tosis says in other Pshat. Him or Yinim Beforshim. The Basil and Haibana Kovin. It was the cold water that went through the pipe. And it was burning hot, Chamitveria, and the Chamitveria was too hot to bathe in. And when the people were interested in bathing in Chamitveria, the Mishnah, the Gemara had earlier that there was a stage, there was an early stage at which time Bishol B'Chamit, bathing in Chamitveria was Mutter. And then in a later generation, they asked bathing in Chamitveria. And they repealed it, and they made it mutter again. Because Zera Shenu Eva Tzibi Chadav Lama. But where was that Gemara? Later. Memamaral. No, that's later. Yeah, we didn't get to it yet. Memamaral on the bottom. So he must have done with three stations. So then later he tirolem chamitveria. The zebim kama mer. First it was mutter, then they acted it, then they saw it too much, then they were matter it again. So the the Mishnah is talking at a time, either the original stage or the third stage. Mishnah is talking at a time that you're permitted to bathe in the Chametzvah, but Chametzvah are burning hot. It's too hot for people to bathe in. So they used to open up the pipe with the cold water, that the cold water should cool off a little bit the burning hot water. Yeah, but when you're cooling up the burning hot water, you're causing the cold water to get cooked. You're cooking the cold water in Chametzveri. No? So that's an Isur de Rabbana. That's the Gemara has a machloekes satanayim. Whether Chametzveri are called told us achama or told us aish. If it's told us aish, then it's bishul de rais. If it's only told us achama, then it's bishul de Rabbana. Okay. So the Tosfos says, Vim ha'yidu mefarshim, if we'll say a second shot, the Basil and Hoyibonikov and Kshay Roch to Meshabbos, one used to bathe in the Chametzveria on Shabbos at a time that it was permissible, either the first stage or the third stage. Hoyiposim Hanikovim, they would open up the holes and Mesarvim Matzayin and Mechamin in order to take out the burning, it was burning hot, so in order to cool it off a little bit. Then Haviyasa Shabbat made the Hashlek Alechot and Zeirat and Chamehur. So what's the Pshat? What did the Chachamim prohibit? That you're not allowed to do Bishul. This told us Chama. By opening up the seal and opening up the pipe and having the cold water come in to cool off the hot water, you're heating up the cold water. You're not pouring in so much cold water that everything is lukewarm. No, you're putting in so much cold water that it's instead being Yad Nichlis, it's going to be Yad Taledizmo. But you're causing the cold water to become Yad Taledizmo. So that's Bishul, the told us Chama. It's Bishul the Chamei Tveria, which we assume La Allah has told us Aham. So that's the second shot in Tosfos. Ach, the Gemara, Medam Lola Hatmanam Ebod Yom. However, Tosfos says, the Gemara, at what point? There's two Lashonis in the Gemara, in the bottom of Lam Tazim Adam. So Tosfos says, but if you look in the Gemara, you see a third shot. Not the first shot, and not the second shot. It's the third shot that the Gemara considers this a form of Hatmanam. What kind of a Hatmanam? So Tosfos says the Hatmana must be that they're not going to bathe in the Chametzveria. What is Tosfos saying? The seal of Lohay Misar B'Chamikir Mukav Mechitza Mikol Tzad Lohay Rofta Mechametzveria Atzman Fisha Rechan Ra. Had a bad smell. They're not bathing in the Chametzveria. The cold water in the seal is surrounded with the burning hot water in the Chametzveria. So they set up the system on Erev Shabbos that the cold water should go in a pipe that's surrounded all around and around with the burning hot water, and the cold water gets burning hot. So Tosfos says that that's Hatzmona on Erev Shabbos, the Dover HaMoisiv Hevel, that you're not allowed to do such Hatzmona. And then the Tanaim said, even b'dieved it's aser. The penalty of hamavashel b'shabbos doesn't only apply in a case where someone violated the malacha deraisa. Even if you only violated a malacha derabbanan, even if you only violated hatmana, it's not even a malacha derabbanan. He just set up the system on erev Shabbos. He did hatmana b'davar amosiv hevel mibol yom. So davar amosiv hevel hatmana is a gzeira. A gzeira shemi yatman beremet. Shemi yichat b'gichon. So they, even though all he violated was a gzeira of hatmana, that's the mission that you're not allowed to get hanoah from. So that's how the Gemara reads on the top line on Lamentes on the base. Ma'ase shos anshe tver v'yasri lo abanon batla hatmana v'dabar ha'maisev hevel. What do you mean batla hatmana? It even be the evidence of us. That you're not allowed to do hatmana mibod yom, that's mishnayis, that's the whole paragraph. I'm not telling you, you're not allowed to do hatmana mibod yom. But this Mishnah tells me a chiddush. If you violated the Issa the Rabbanon of doing Hatmanav Dov HaMaisel Hevel Merod Yom, it's also even B'dieved to be Nena from it. That's the Tesis quotes on the top of Lamed Tes on the base, the top Tesis. What's shot in that line, the top line of the Maisel Shosan Shitver, Yassel Rabbanon, Batla Hatmanav Dov HaMaisel Hevel Afilu Merod Yom. What do you need a Mishnah for? It's a Mishnah later. Hatman in the Arab Shabbos, Badama Moshe Hevel Lazasa. That's what Tosfos gives different suggestions. So one of the suggestions is Rabbi Shmuel Nivar Dama Fosh Meisel Shosan Shitver. But Hatmana means the Tos Afilu Lecho. Not that you're not allowed to do Hatmana in Bod Yom Badama Moshe Hevel. That's the Mishnah in Bama Tomne. But there it doesn't say that he ever that there's a penalty. This is a Chiddush in our Mishnah. Even though he neither violated the Malacha Deraisim nor did he violate the Malacha Midrabbanan. He just set up a system whereby there's going to take place Hatmanim B'davar HaMoisiv Hevel. So even B'dieved, you're not allowed to be Nene. You're not allowed to drink the water. You're not allowed to bathe in such water. So those are the three pshatim that test gives on the Maisa B'Anshei Tveria. Other Hatmanis other than food. I think all the hatmanas are usually food. Everything is food. Yeah, that's what you see from our Mishnah. This is the only source. That's the only source you see from the that they violated hatmana. That's the Mishnah later says they violated hatmana. But here it says in b'chamin you're not allowed to drink it. You're not allowed to do rechitza. So this Mishnah tells you whenever you violated hatmana, the food is also b'dieved. The food or the water is also afilu b'dieved. At the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara explains that also involved in the Machlokes HaTanaim here is whether Chami Tveria are considered Toldos HaEish or Toldos HaChama. Question of Machlokes in science, a Machlokes in Metzias, not a Machlokes in Halacha. What makes the Chami Tveria hot? If it's Kalfi Apischa de Gehenem, if it goes by some real fire, then it's called Toldos HaEish Mamish. Toldos Urhu, the Chalfi HaPischa began. If the water is heated up by some fire, by some flame, then, or it's heated up, let's say, by the molten lead in the center of the earth, so that molten lead is glowing. That should be also Dina Keish. So the water should be considered Bishul B'Toldos. Bishul b'toldos ha'esh. Should be Bishul b'esh or Bishul b'toldos ha'esh. And the Chachamim say no. The Rabbana hold that the Chami Tveria is toldos ha'chama. Somehow it's naturally hot. Not because it passes by something that's burning hot. What is Rabbi Kidega mitzayin you to a Tesis in Chulin? Tesis in Chulin on Daf Ches Amud Aleph is commenting on the Gemara. The Gemara has a distinction between Shechin and Mikvah. There's a din of Negatzaras on the Guf Adam, and then there's a din of Negatzaras Mamakam Seir, that's called Netzek. And then the two dinim of Shechin and Mikvah. Shechin and Mikvah are only needed in Shavu Echad. Instead of having 2 weeks, you only have 1 week. At the end of the 1 week, you have to resolve it either one way or the other. You don't keep on dragging on and on forever. So what's the difference between Shechin and Mikvah? a negatraz develops on the spot on the skin, on the surface of the skin, where there was either previously a shchin, or previously there was a michva. So the Gemara says that a michva is because of eish. Let's say the guy had a burning hot fork, a burning hot knife touched the skin, and he has a burnt mark over there, then a negatraz developed on top of that michva. And a shchin means that it's not told to say. So the Gemara gives there an example. And the Gemara says the shchin and the michva are not mitzar from zem zeh. The exact same halach is, lamachil ken akosim, why do you have a separate parsha for shchin, separate parsha for michva? But you have to have a kigris of one or the other. If you have a chatzi gris of shchin next to a chatzi gris of michva, and you have a negev taras, a full gris, but half of it is on a mokum shchin, half is on a mokum michva, so they're not mitzar from yachad. So the Gemara says there, and the afchesim and aleph, after quoting these Mishnahs, the Shechin and Michva are not mitzarfin. So the Gemara says, and what about Chamit Veria? So the Gemara says, if Chamit Veria spilled on his skin and it left a mark, it burnt him, and then he develops a negative saras on top of that, that's called Shechin, that's not called Michva, because Chamit Veria is not told to say. So simple reading of the Gemara sounds like it depends on this machlegs of the Yasin Nechachamim over here. Machlegs and machlegs and mitzvahs. What causes the Chamit Tveria to be burning hot? The Chachamim hold that it's caused to be burning hot because Chafei al Pizkei d'Gehenim. They hold that the Chamit Tveria is told to Sa'ish. And Rabbi Yossi holds that Chamit Tveria is told to Sa'chama. It's naturally hot. The Tesis says that Bechor, that Gemara in Chulin Daf Ches, that says that if someone got burned, his skin, the surface of his skin got burned, because of Chamit Tveria, that has the same status as Shchin, doesn't have the same din as Michva. So they say, Lachar, that should depend on this Machlokes HaTanaim, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan, whether Chamit Tveria is Chamit HaEish or not. Then Epstasis is noted that it's not so. They say that even if you should hold the Chafi HaPischa Gizhi Gehenim, like the Chachamim hold in Agamar in the last line, Alam Tessim and Aleph, Chalfi Apischa again makes it that for Shabbos purposes it's called Toldos Eish. But to say that therefore it's called a Michvas Eish, they think that not. Since it's not so noticeable, it's not so conspicuous, not everybody realizes that the Chamit Veri is heated up by the Pischa Shel Gehenim, so Tosfos says everyone would agree that it should have the din of a shchin as opposed to a mitzvah. That's what Taisa suggests. A little Taisa in Chulin. That's what Rabbi Kadegar is mitzayin to. They should not be related, but still the Gemara says there, what's the difference between shchin and mitzvah? So the Gemara says the difference is that mitzvah, his skin is burnt because of Eisha told us that Shchin is because of a sickness. And then the Gemara says something other than Eisha told us that. Then the Gemara says the Chamit Tveria is something other than Eisha told us that. They say shouldn't it depend on this Machlokes HaTanaim? That's by definition, that's the difference between Shchin and Michva. You can learn out one from the other, but if the guiding principle is the same, then if it depends on Eisha told us Eish to be called the Michva, so shouldn't it depend on the Machlokes and Agamah? The Tosfos says no. You don't have to have the same guiding principle by Shabbos as by Tumah V'Tahara. By Shabbos we would say Chalfi HaPischa D'Gehenim is enough to label the Chamit Tveria as told us Eish. And for Nesek purposes, for Tzaras purposes, we would not label it as a told us Eish. Then the Gemara gets involved in the Gzeiras HaBalonim. The Gemara says, "Chama shehuchmu b'yontif, chama shehuchmu b'shabbos." Have a Gzeiras the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to bathe in them. Yeah. According to the first pshat in Tosfos and the Mishnah, Ma'ish Rishon Shanshi Tveria, they did nothing wrong. According to the first pshat, Ein Shemisa Klal Ba'avor. And nonetheless, you're not allowed to use it for rechitza purposes. That's the Gzeiras HaBalonim. What's the Balonim are the bathhouse attendants. The bathhouse attendants were not so intelligent, I imagine. They weren't so learned, they weren't so observant, and so on. If they'd be more observant, more intelligent, more learned, they would have gotten a better job. What are they doing to be a sanitation man, to be the super, the cleaning man, in a mikveh, in a bathhouse? So Mustama, they weren't so religious. So they made Gzeres Habalonim because they saw these guys used to heat up the water on Shabbos, and used to say it was heated up from their Shabbos, and they weren't so Shomer Shabbos. They said it cost much more money to leave on the fire from before Shabbos. The people want to come in on Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos Shudas time, and take a warm bath before they started the whole Gzeres. So why should the guy know that Friday night they're going to go to a Shia? They're not going to come to the bathhouse. And Shabbos morning going to davening. They're only going to come Shabbos Shudas time. So why should he have the fire burning and consume so much fuel from Erev Shabbos? He'll extinguish the flame on Erev Shabbos after everybody finishes using the mikveh. Then he'll make the fire again on Shabbos. He's not so medaktik in mitzvahs. So that's why they made Gzeres Derabbanan, Gzeres Habalonim, that what? That even if it's true what he's saying, even if you know that it's true, he's still not allowed to do Rechitza B'cham. So Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim, how far the Gzeres Habalonim goes. So one time it says, Dear Reb Meir, Lo yishtat afanim kol gufa, Bein Muhammad, Bein Bitzayim. Says you're not even allowed to take a cold shower. Not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Even a cold shower is awesome. So that we don't accept Reb Meir's opinion. We pass on like the Shita that Bicham and also Bitzayim Musa. We pass on like Reb Yudah. Chleg Zameh Reb Yudah. Alochek Reb Yudah. The mayor of Reb Yudah, halacha k'Reb Yudah, that they never made the gzeira on lihishtateif b'tzaynim. In Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham quotes a Mordechai, who records the meaning of the Bali Atosis that they would not take a cold shower, a cold bath on Shabbos. Is it really that the choshish for Reb Meir shita? Not so much, because they came up with a new chashash. It's a new chashash that he may squeeze out the water from his hair. He may walk with the water dalet amos in a karmelis. When it comes out of this, let's say he's going to be swimming in a river, he may come out of the river and he has a lot of, well, if you have a little bit of water on your body, that's not called hoitzah. But he may have an awful lot, an extra amount of water on his body, and then he may walk dalet amos in the karmelis, so it would be a violation of hoitzah. They made a new minig in the days of the Rishonim. The Bali Atos invented a new minig, not the days b'tzoyna. Not that they're choshish Reb Meir shita. It does make sense. It was om de l'minyan. They're not choshish Reb Meir, but rather p'sanu chashash. They felt that there was a yiridus hadoros, and in their generation, they're afraid people will squeeze out the air, or people may carry. So that's what we mentioned, that the Shmir Shabbos Kachos quotes the later poskim from the late 1800s who say that the Zman Hazeh, that it's common that people shower much more often than in the Zman HaGemara. The days of, forget about the Zman HaGemara, days of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, they would take a bath once a year. And all year long, their body would smell awful, so they would pour perfume on the body. They kept on pouring more perfume, in order that the body odor wouldn't drop dead from the body odor. They rarely took a bath, and it's only after Whitney invented the cotton gin and they made cotton underwear that they started bathing so much. So in the late 1800s, when the people started bathing much more often, and you're going to have 3 days in a row, and people are going to be all perspired, they're not going to have 3 days in a row, Simchas Torah. The person goes to Hakof in Simchas Torah in a yeshiva, so he's all perspired through and through, everything is all full of perspiration. So how's he going to wear the same clothes or wear different underwear? But he's going to be all itchy. He's going to be all... So that's right, and we're mekel on the minig. We're not mekel on the yisod, the rabbana, mekel on the minig. The minig, shalom, the shtata bitzainen. So if the person is really annoyed with the perspiration, so then they're mekel on that. So that's a shaila. What if he feels very uncomfortable taking a cold shower? He would like to take a warm shower. Is there any way to be mater a warm shower? So we have the Mishnah from Beitza, Daf Kof Aleph on the base, quoted on Lamed Tes on the base. Machlokes is Bishami Bisul. So Bishami say, Layechem Banu Chamele Raglov. You're not allowed to heat up water on Yontif. You're permitted to heat up water in order to drink it. That's a Chal Nevesh. But you're not allowed to heat up water to wash pun of Yodav Raglov. You're not allowed to turn on the hot water on Yom Tov to wash off your face. Let's say you just wake up in the morning, your face is all sticky, so you want to turn on the warm water on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, you're doing bishul. But on Yom Tov, bishul is muta l'tzorach achal nefesh. So Beis Shammai say that's only achal nefesh. This is not called achal nefesh. When Beis Hillel matirim, Beis Hillel say you're permitted to cook cold water, even though you don't plan to drink it at all. It's not shach to drink it. It's not roi l'achila. You're just going to use this water to wash pan of yada v'ragla. But that's only pan of yada v'ragla. But to wash kol gufo, even Beis Hillel would agree that you're not allowed to. That's the Gemara made a contrast. Beis Hillel matirim is only pan of yada v'ragla. What Beis Shammai said is also raglov. So Beis Hillel allow raglov, and they would allow pan of yada v'ragla. It's miut aguf, but to bathe rov aguf, even the Beis Hillel agree that you're not allowed to. So that's the shaila. Why the Beis Hillel prohibit? What's the difference between cooking up water to wash pan yod v'raglav, or cooking up water to wash kol aguf? Why should there be a difference between one and the other? That's what Taisa talks about. Besilu matirim. Allah matirim and beizim ramasa. Besilu matirim. Mashma dafke liraglov. Part of the other raglov is muta. I would talk al gufala b'chei mashma kul d'shmaid machmirim b'cham shuch liyanda. Why? Why is it asa? Taisa comes up with a chidish. The rechitz is kal aguf. He's any ala l'tayrik v'asir k'ma mugma. The omer b'ksu b'dav zayin. The omer shenu shabal chal nefesh. Is asa. So Tesis comes up with Chiddush. They say that to heat up water in order to wash pan of yod v'raglav, that's tzarach hayom tzas. That's okay. It's not oichal nefesh, but tzarach hayom tzas. That's mitoch shuuta bishul tzarach achol nefesh. What the name is tzarach hayom tzas? But that tzarach hayom tzas has to be a tzarach hashav adav hashav l'chol nefesh. But to take a bath the entire body. The Taisi claims that that's considered davish ena shavu l'chol nefesh. That's only for mefunokin. It's only l'tainik bi'alma and not l'brius. The doctors would not recommend that everyone should take a shower all the time. It's enough to wash your face. That's what Taisi says. Amban says he never heard of such a thing. That taking a bath is l'tainik bi'alma. Of course it's a davish shavu l'chol nefesh. It's l'brius haguf in order to remain healthy. Maybe the Balei HaTosfos would agree that Bizman Hazeh, the Chitzas Kol Aguf is considered the Dav Hashav L'chol Nefesh. Maybe Bizman Hazeh they would agree. But they're interpreting at least that Bizman HaMishnah, when this Mishnah was written to cook up water for the purpose of bathing, the Chitzas Kol Aguf would not be allowed. Pashto says that would constitute an Issa Deraisa, because that's Dav Hashav L'chol Nefesh. Same as using Mugmar. Mugmar is Mishnayis and Gemaris and Brachas. They used to have a practice after they would finish benching, so they would, someone, on the weekdays, so someone would bring a tray with coals, burning hot coals, and then someone else would throw some incense on the burning hot coals and burn it, and then everybody would smell this fragrant aroma, and one person would say a bracha and be mighty everybody. So then the Mishnah says, Amascha the mitzvah, Omim lo Gemar. Whoever was chosen to recite Mezumen, to bench Mezumen, so he has the schus, he has the first crack at saying the bracha on the Mugmar, and everybody gets with his bracha. He's not to everybody with the bracha of Bari Mini Psalm. So the Gemara says in Sildas of Zainam and Aleph that you're not allowed to burn Mugmar on Yontas. Because the Pesuk says, Achashiach l'chol nefesh, hu levado yosel lechem, so l'chol nefesh means dav hashav l'chol nefesh. But Mugmar is only for the mefunokim. So that's the question, what does that mean? It depends how many people enjoy the activity. How many people enjoy it? The Tosfos says it doesn't depend on that. Tosfos, the Pnei Yeshua points out the Loshon of Tosfos. Tosfos says that Mugmer is only Tainik Bialmo, as opposed to washing Panav Ragdo, that's Lubrius Aguf. Whatever is done because it's healthy, so that's called Eichel Nefesh. Whatever is done only the tining, that's called Dov Shem Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So it really shouldn't depend, that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, it really shouldn't depend how many people are involved in this activity. Pnei Yeshua raises the issue about smoking on Yom Tov. Is it permissible to smoke? He says rogue people in his during his lifetime, rogue people did not smoke. So because rogue people did not smoke, that's why it's Jav Shem Shavu Chonem. She says no, but the doctors say that it's very healthy to smoke, that it helps you digest your food. It's a different kind of smoking. It wasn't cigarettes or cigars, some kind of a back pie or something, a pipe that they smoke. So he says since the doctors say that it's very healthy, so even though way less than 50% of the population uses this healthy practice, that's called labrius, and that's called davar shavu l'chol nefesh. And davar shein shavu l'chol nefesh means whatever is only l'tainik b'yalma. Yeah. That's an important definition that Tosfos gives. The Gemara there in Ksubas is, let's say a person is going to shecht a deer on Yom Tov, and he's going to cook it. So only wealthy people can afford a deer, or a goose, cooked goose, or a duck. It's expensive, it's a delicacy. So only the wealthy people eat goose, a duck, a deer, this kind of stuff. So the Gemara says, would you consider that Dovish and the Shavu Chol Nefesh? The Gemara says, yeah, food is food. If all the other people would be wealthy, they would also enjoy it. That's a matter of taste. So what do you mean? Dovish and the Shavu Chol Nefesh, that's what taste is learned in the Gemara. It doesn't depend whether more than 50% or less than 50%. Ruba Kukuloi. Dovish and the Chol Nefesh. Chol Nefesh, Ruba Kukuloi. No. Whatever is Lebrius is called Echol Nefesh. Whatever is Lekainik Bialma is us. So even if, let's say, Bismanazah, everybody smokes. Imagine everybody smokes Bismanazah, but the Surgeon General says that it's absolutely not healthy. Not only not healthy, it's unhealthy. So then it would be a Nisa Deraisa to smoke on Yom Tov. That's a kasha. Why? How can you have a din of Dovah Shem Shavu L'chol Nefesh? It should always be Mutah because of Mitah. But that's the pasuk we have. It has to be Dovah Shavu L'chol Nefesh. If it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, it's not Mutah. That's what the Nesivis left in his Tzavot. He wrote in his Tzavot that he, Mitam Kibarav, he prohibits all of his descendants from smoking on the first day Yom Tov. He says, second day Yom Tov, ask your local Orthodox rabbi, whatever he says, okay. But on the first day Yom Tov, Deraisa, he says, Mitam Kibarav, he doesn't want any of his descendants to smoke. Because he's concerned about this issue of Dov Shein Shavu L'chol Nefesh. He's talking about the smoking. He was a little after the Pnei Yeshua. So he's talking about the other kind of smoking. I don't think he's talking about cigars and cigarettes. But by yes, L'chor for sure, it's a Dov Shein Shavu L'chol Nefesh.
Do another Mubafu, but also good. You might see something that's not Shavu, like it's time to be out. It would be awesome.
Probably. Any malacha? Why should it only be Havar?
I'm just looking. Whether it's healthy or not, or like it's the most like a thing that's accepted by Shabbat.
So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, that doesn't. He says it doesn't depend. He doesn't think that it depends how many people enjoy it. It depends whether it's Lebrius or it's only Latinus. So he says, whatever is only Latinus, not Lebrius, is also on Yom Tov. He's not allowed to do a malach. So the smoking that we have today, for sure, is not Lebrius. It's only Latinus. So that should not be allowed. That should be an Isa Deraisa, according to this text.
What about like
junk food? Junk food. I mean, cooking junk food. Okay, eating. I don't know. Maybe talking not allowed. I don't know. Maybe you know. Have you only allowed to cook real normal food? What's an example of people will cook junk food? Make popcorn. Popcorn is not healthy? Cake. Some of it depends how much you eat. If you eat a lot of cake, then some of that is unhealthy. Eat a little bit is not unhealthy, a little not. Anyway, Nachum, I'll getting back. So the Tesis points out, the Rishonim point out, Bisila Matir Mashma Dafke Panav Yadav Raglav Tzalkal Guf, and not allowed to. Shad is why? Why is it Asa? Why shouldn't it be Mutter Mitam Mitoch? Mitam Mitoch and Mitam Ochal Nefesh Mamish? That's a Machlekes, that's a long Rashba in Maseches Beitza on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to heat up the water to wash Panav Yadav Raglav. And according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to burn logs in order to keep the body warm. And the Shammai say no, you're only allowed to burn logs in order to cook food. If it's not a shaila of cooking food, there's no heter to burn logs in order to keep the body warm. You got a problem, so wear another sweater. But there's no heter for you to do a malacha on Yontif. So the shaila we pass like the silo, why did the silo say it's permissible? So the Rashba is along Arichas, he quotes the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is there in the Mishnah and Beitzah, as well as in the Mishnah Torah says that all Hanoras Aguf is considered Ochel Nefesh Mamish. And the Rashba is along Arichas, he suggests that maybe it's not Ochel Nefesh, maybe it's Mitoch. The same machloik is Bisham and Bisullah, you're allowed to carry a lulav to shul on Yontav, you're allowed to carry a talis to shul on Yontav. Or you're having a bris on Yontav, you're allowed to carry the baby to shul on Yontav. So Bishul will say, Mitoch, any malacha that's mutah for Echel Nefesh purposes is also mutah for Tzorach HaYomtzas. So that's Mitoch. So they're the ones to say you're allowed to cook up water to wash pan yodav v'raglov, and you're allowed to burn logs in order to keep the body warm. And he says, and the Rambam holds no, that this is not mitoch, this is Echel Nefesh Mamish. What's the difference whether you label it as mitoch or label it as Echel Nefesh Mamish? In either event, it's mutah. So he suggested there may be such a long rashba, and there's no nafkamina l'alacha. He said, according to some Rishonim, according to the Raidik quoted by the Shittim Kubetzes, and the first Perek in Ksubis, there'll be an Afkemina, what if it's Epshal Asas Mebod Yom? The Raidik holds like Taisis that an Echel Nefesh Mamish, even if it's Epshal Asas Mebod Yom, you're permitted to do it on Yom Tov. In a Torah, it's permissible. But the Rabbanon, sometimes they prohibit it. Any food that you could have easily cooked on Erev Yom Tov and it would have tasted just the same, so then Rashi Shittis, I mean the Rabbanon. Pashem Shat Rashi. The Rabbanon, you're not allowed to cook it on Yom Tov. You have to do Ayde Shina. But what if it's Tzorcha Yom Tzas? What if it's only Mitoch? So then the Rabbit holds. That's also an Atar to do on Yom Tov. Just like in Machshirin, the Gemara distinguishes between Efshel Asas Mabod Yom and the Efshel Asas Mabod Yom. So the Rabbit holds that Mitoch is also based on the same pasuk, Lochem, Lochem, Lochol Tzorchechem, and Mitoch also has the same restriction, the same limitation, Hula Vado. Ach, levado, it has the same miut, depending whether it's Epshel Asim is Mabod Yom or not. So that's a machlekes harishayim. Why did Bisilu permit you to heat the water to wash pani yadav ragla, but to burn the logs to keep the body warm? Is that because they hold that it's Echel Nefesh Mamish, or because they hold that it's Tzorach Yom Tzas? But to heat up water to wash kol aguf, that's mashma that's asa. Why is it asa? So our thesis says that that's called Dabash Eina Shabbat L'Chol Nefesh. And they're...
Dabash Shabbat L'Chol Nefesh for Ochol Nefesh Mamish? Or just for Mitoch?
Probably only for Mitoch. You probably don't need for Ochol Nefesh Mamish.
Isn't that the Nafkamina in the Rashba? If it's Ochol Nefesh Mamish, so I don't need a Dabash Shabbat L'Chol Nefesh.
Could be. That should be the Nafkamina. If you're the Tzorcha Nefesh Mamish, so then Taisus wouldn't be able to say that it's Dabash Enish Shavu Bako. Could be. Maybe that's why he disagreed. But he doesn't hold with the Rambam. The Rashba doesn't hold. You can't say that's the reason why the Rashba disagrees with the Taisus. He happens not to agree with the Rambam. He holds that it's only based on Mitoch. But he holds that it's not true that it's Dabash Enish Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. He holds the Metzius is not true. He holds it was never true. He holds that Bizman HaTanayim is also Dabash Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. Everybody bathes the whole body for refuah purposes, to keep healthy. It's not only the tiny Diyama.
Also, this is a case by junk food. So I'm saying if you're mamish cooking it, that's Ochol Nefesh Mamish.
Uh-huh. We shouldn't apply the restriction. That could be. Okay. So Taisa, just wrap up for now. So Taisa says that to cook water for Rechitzas Kol Aguf, Taisa claims is an Issa deraisa because of Dabash Shem Shabbat L'Chol Nefesh, which is highly questionable. Okay. Highly questionable in fact, highly questionable in halacha, whether the halacha is correct. Okay. And the Ramban and the Rashba give a different explanation. They say the reason why Bisilo don't allow you to cook the water for Rechitzas Kol Aguf is because of Xeris HaBalon. But if it's mutam and atar, what kind of xeris habalonim? So they say no. Since on Shabbos they made xeris habalonim, so they introduced xeris habalonim on Yom Tov otu Shabbos on the level of malachas. So there are malachas that are on Shabbos mutan yot because it's malachas Echel Nefesh. But whatever is xeris on Shabbos carries over to Yom Tov, even if it doesn't make any sense, even though the tamak xeris doesn't apply at all on Yom Tov. So where'd they get that from? So we showed that to Gemara in Beitzah. By the Tfilas Kelim, the Sigil Tfilas Kelim. Gemara gives a reason why not let the Kelim on Shabbos. The Rabbi says, Gzeri Sheni Abirenu. So the Gemara says, so let it be Mutar on Yontav. So he says, Gzeri Yontav at the Shabbos. You never say Yontav at the Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook food on Yontav. Gzeri Yontav at the Shabbos. The answer is no, that's in the area of Malachas. The Malachas on Shabbos are Ross, the Malachas on Yontav are Mutar, the Tarach HaChonavish. But if you're talking about Gzeri, so then the Gemara seems to say that whatever Gzeri they introduced on Shabbos, they introduced on Yontav. Even though the Tamak Zera doesn't apply at all on Yontav. So that's what the Ramban says over here by the Gzera Sabalonim, that you're not allowed to heat up water for the purpose of Rechitza's Kol HaGuf because of the Gzera Sabalonim, not because of Dabashen Shavu Lechomer.
They made
Gzera
then for Shabbos Yontav.
Yeah, when they made Gzera for Shabbos, they thought they extended it to Yontav as well. So, and that's what the Taisus does make me with it. Okay?